Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Monday, RBC will release a report on Canadians' continuing demand for cash, money. Now, this is despite the global digital financial growth. The affection Canadians have for cash is at its highest level in 60 years. Now, we continue the decline in cash transactions at the gas stations and the grocery stores, but our need to stash the cash grew, and we're going to find out why. The report, as I said, comes out on Monday. Its author is RBC senior economist Josh Nye, and Mr. Nye joins us on the program. Josh, thank you for taking the time. How much cash do you have on you?
That's a good question. I think maybe I've got about $40 folded up in my wallet that hasn't been used in quite a long time. If this was the survey that the Bank of Canada does, you'd also have to ask how much I have, sort of stored around my house. And, I think I've got maybe a couple $100 just sitting there. And I'm probably holding on to it because I've done all this cash research and I've been hearing about how many Canadians are, stashing their own cash. And that's prompted me to do so as well. But not a great deal.
Yeah, we are stashing cash. I'm carrying a little more in my wallet, not enough to try to mug me. Wouldn't be a good idea anyway. I think people are stashing a few bucks under their mattresses. Tell us what's going on. What's the summary of your report? What's it about?
Yeah, so we saw a real spike in the demand for cash during the pandemic, as you mentioned earlier, relative to the size of Canada's economy. The amount of cash in circulation is actually at its highest level since the early 1960s. As you said as well, it's not because we're using it more for payments. We've seen a continued shift away from cash as a method of payment. It's really as this store of value demand that we've really seen quite an increase. And you tend to see that during periods of crisis or perceived crises. So thinking back to Y2K, for instance, you had a lot of people withdrawing cash, before the end of the year in anticipation of some potential disruptions to the payment system or the banking system. You saw it during the global financial crisis as well, when people were maybe worried about the health of the banking system. You saw that more in the U.S. than you did here in Canada. And then, during the pandemic, lots of concerns about the health of the economy and potentially also about our ability to access cash through ATMs or bank branches and things like that. So you saw a real rise in demand because of that. Cash demand has actually been increasing for a little over a decade now. And I think that has to do with, the post-financial crisis world where we were in that, we had structurally low interest rates. We until recently had low and fairly stable inflation. And so, the inflation's not eating away at the value of cash all that much. And, low interest rates mean that other safe liquid assets that you might use as a substitute for cash, really weren't going to give you a great return. So it'll be interesting.
So we're looking at cash. We Canadians are looking at cash, having cash in our homes, not necessarily in our wallets to use for daily transactions. But we're looking at cash as being a stopgap, or at least a sort of the catcher's mitt that provides us with some resources that we have set aside for that dark and stormy day when the fear is the ATMs may not work and the world starts to grind to a halt. We're being cautious, yes?
Yeah, exactly. I think you're touching there on potentially some cybersecurity concerns that could impact forms of digital payment and that sort of what we saw in Y2K, that kind of concern about technological vulnerability, and okay. I think that's perhaps underlying some of this demand as well.
And this has been going on for about a decade.
Yeah, the rise in demand has been occurring for about a decade. As I said, we went through a long period of low interest rates and relatively low and stable inflation.
Josh, we only have a few seconds left. Do you have any idea? Is there any idea how much cash is actually floating around in our society?
As a share of GDP, I think it's increased to something in the 4% range. I can't recall off the top of my head exactly how much cash there is per person. But yeah, certainly you saw a real spike in demand during the pandemic.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.